Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has been on the job for almost a month. In that time, he's only made a few brief public statements, and the State Department has not given a news briefing under the new administration. For more on the State Department under Rex Tillerson and Donald Trump, we're joined now by NPR diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, nice to be here, Eric.
Thanks for coming in. Secretary of State Tillerson has kept a pretty low profile so far, you'd have to say, both at home and on his overseas trips. I mean, he hasn't given interviews. He's barely spoken publicly. That's prompted some editorials that he's been sidelined. You asked former Bush National Security Advisor Steve Hadley about that issue the other day, and here's what he said.
My sources tell me that Tillerson meets with the president a lot and that he is winning the trust of the president, which is good. I have a lot of confidence in Tillerson. He's a strong individual. He is not going to be sidelined in this new administration.
I mean, we should say Hadley is a supporter of Tillerson. But, Michelle, I mean, what are you hearing? Has Tillerson been marginalized?
Well, he's certainly keeping a low profile. But remember, too, Eric, that this has been a time of some upheaval in the White House. They had to swap the national security advisors after Michael Flynn resigned for misleading the vice president over contacts with Russia. Also remember that Tillerson is new to Washington. He's a former ExxonMobil CEO, one of Hadley's clients, by the way. That's their connection. He's been running a vast company that's well known for its secrecy. It's a company where he spent his entire career. So he certainly needs some time to figure out how he fits in here and what it means to be the Secretary of State.
So some of it, clearly the transition sort of growing pains, but he's also been missing, Michelle, from some key White House meetings with foreign leaders, including Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Isn't that unusual?
It is very unusual. Tillerson did have dinner with the Israeli prime minister the night before Benjamin Netanyahu went on to the White House, but he also wasn't in the meeting with Japan's prime minister, with Canada's prime minister. And, you know, the one key player that has been in a lot of these meetings is Jared Kushner, the son-in-law of the president. So there's also, different power centers here dealing with foreign policy. And I have to say that countries have taken notice. While Tillerson and other cabinet officials have been spending a lot of time reassuring allies and partners about some of the things Trump has said or tweeted, those allies are also reaching out separately to people like Jared Kushner and even to Steve Bannon.
Yeah, there is a perception out there that there are these now factions within the White House. What about the media? I mean, the State Department news briefings, as you well know, is part of how reporters find out about the big issues, how they press the administration on foreign policy. I mean, why haven't they been holding these regular briefings?
Well, it's also a chance for the State Department to explain itself and explain policies to the world. It's not even just about a gift to us in any way. Mm-hmm. It's an important public diplomacy tool, and they haven't had a single briefing since Trump was inaugurated. It is very unusual. Career Foreign Service officers at the State Department's press office usually keep these going even, through these transitions until a new spokesperson is named. I mean, part of this is really that, they're not really sure how to explain U.S. policies. There's a lot under review right now. We're told they're going to start having briefings again next week. Might not be as frequent. We'll have to see.
Interesting. Now, more than 1,000 State Department employees, Michelle, signed this dissent memo that you reported on objecting to Trump's travel ban, and the White House press secretary is also said that basically, those state employees who don't want to get with the Trump program, should resign. What are you hearing about morale at the State Department, given all that's going on?
Well, there's a lot of unease, obviously. But when Tillerson first arrived, he did give some a positive first impression in a brief address to the staff. I'm also told that he made a good impression in his meetings privately, talking about the dissent channel and how important that is to have that kind of supposed to be an internal dialogue, not a leaking to the press external dialogue, but at least that he's listening to the concerns of the department. But at the same time, they've been pushing out a lot of even career diplomats. Usually there's a period of transition where there's a lot of people leaving and some coming. Here we've seen mainly people departing.
Interesting turnover and confusion at the State Department. Thanks for shedding some light on it. NPR diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman, thank you.
Thank you.